It's been 107 days since there was COVID in the community. That's 4 days longer than the country's previous record. But as the virus takes off in other countries, once held up as shining lights of elimination, there's a warning that complacency could once again be setting in. RNZ health correspondent Rowan Quinn reports.
On a rainy day in Auckland, there's pride and a little bit of anxiety about the COVID-free stretch.
Like the rest of the country, I'm in a false sense of security, thinking like we're untouchable, when in reality we're not.
Sort of got nervous when the Melbourne bubble, you had this anticipation that maybe there could be another lockdown.
Sometimes, yeah, I do feel like I do get a bit complacent, but I do try to keep in mind that, yeah, it's not gone.
The last time the country patted itself on the back for being 100 days COVID-free, the huge August cluster hit 3 days later, sending Auckland into lockdown. COVID modeller, physicist Sean Hendy, says there's always a chance that's about to happen again.
There could be cases out there. You know, we'd expect to be able to spot those within a week or so and to be able to react accordingly.
The country's learnt a lot about how to react since the August cluster. There have been changes to how managed isolation is run. Arrivals have been dramatically slowed from countries where COVID is rife, and many border workers have been vaccinated. But that must be held up against the very infectious variants now sweeping the world.
Overall, if you add all that up, I mean, I think we're possibly in a slightly better position, but maybe the risks haven't changed dramatically.
Epidemiologist Michael Baker points out that many countries who have followed the same elimination goal as New Zealand now find themselves in the middle of outbreaks. Taiwan, Singapore, southern China, Thailand, Vietnam, Australia and Fiji.
It's tough, this virus, and it's getting tougher in terms of its ability to transmit very easily.
He says there's a sign that some of those countries were suffering from COVID fatigue, and that's something New Zealand has to guard against.
I would say we need to be really vigilant over the next 6 or more months to get through winter and get to the stage where we have high vaccine coverage.
But there are signs the familiar complacency is kicking in. COVID tracer numbers are way down, often only about 500,000 scans a day, with several of those likely to be the same people scanning into multiple places. Papatoetoe High School was at the heart of the last community outbreak, and Principal Vaughan Quio says it's still front of mind for many people, even with life back to normal.
I probably share those concerns when I was at the mall, which is out of our area over the weekend. I'm scanning in every shop that I possibly can, but not everybody is. It is a little bit of a worry, and it is that track and trace that makes life so much easier if things go pear-shaped for us.
Professor Baker would like to change the system to make it compulsory to scan into the riskiest places like bars, concerts and gyms, but not anywhere else. And Professor Hendy worries about testing numbers, vital to weeding out any cases hiding in the community.
If you watch the flu tracker data, there are more sniffles and sore throats appearing at the moment, and we're not necessarily seeing the number of tests go up. So that does suggest that perhaps people need a little bit more encouragement.
And he says if anyone needs motivation, they only need look to Melbourne and other once COVID-free places now grappling with the virus.